And then we have a delightful guest. At least I hope you are. Michelle Caron is with us. And Michelle, I have known your husband and the whole Caron family. And if people need chiropractic work done, Marty, have a chiropractic clinic in the Old Bridgemans. If you grew up in St. Paul on the corner of Randolph and Stanley, I've been going to them for years. So Old St. Paul. So when your husband told me that you invented this cool new game, I'm like, I love games more than anyone. Come and tell us all about it. So you have this game out called Fit and Fun Games. Tell us how you came up with this concept and what it is.
Well, thanks for having me. My girlfriend Sherry and I, who's been my workout buddy for like 15 years, I'd say, created this game during the pandemic. So we were like sitting at home on our couch watching reruns of Netflix and getting bored. And we thought of this game. And we thought, well, this will get our kids off the couch. This will get our kids moving. So we actually just drew it on poster board. And then we were playing it with our kids for their gym credits.
Okay.
And then as things opened up, like we just invited some friends to play it. And they were like, oh, my gosh, this is really fun. This is actually a challenging workout. So that is what started our dream. And now it's been 3 years, three whole years. But we finally have it ready. 10 days from now, it's officially ready.
And people can pre-order. But so what it is it's... It comes with a, like something that looks like Candyland board game.
Yeah.
So it's a literal board game.
Yes.
And then how do you play?
You know, the cool thing about it is you don't have to have manners when you play this game.
Okay.
You don't take turns. So
okay.
You don't roll the dice and you, well, you do roll the dice and then you land on a square and you do the exercise that it tells you to complete. But then you don't wait for your friend to go. You keep going because you want to beat them to the finish. It's a race. It's a competitive workout game.
Okay, so what, like, let's just say I shook a five and I land on, what would be a square that I would land on?
So we have, it's a well-rounded workout. You can land on cardio exercises, which might be like do some burpees, do some jump ropes, do some jumping jacks. You could land on strength exercises, which is going to be like do bicep curls, do push-ups, something like that.
So is it like do 10 of this or
10 or 20? It depends on which track you choose.
Okay.
Dang a lick.
Okay.
I'm telling you. So my neighbors, the Goldens, we play board games all the time. We're very into throw burrito right now, which is, you know, when you match four, you get to throw this burrito and run around. We love the physical part, to it because, you know, especially as the kids get older, like they want to do physical stuff. So, like, I cannot wait. You gave us a copy of this game. I, like, cannot wait to just, like, try to dominate 15-year-old McKenna in 20 sit-ups kind of thing. Like, that's so fun to me.
And is there accountability in it? So, let's just say, Britt, you shake the die, Michelle, and you shake the die, and you land on burpees.
Yes.
And everyone, obviously, we're all wearing our gym workout clothes for this. And you land on burpees. And so, you have to do burpees. Do I start shaking the die at the same time?
You roll the dice at the same time, and whatever square you land on, you complete that exercise.
Okay.
But the magic sauce of it is, even though we're playing individually, or you can play with teams. Like,
yes.
You know, we could be a team against two other people
so
who
you
are
would
a team.
Do every other exercise, kind of?
You both have to do it.
You both have to do
okay.
it.
Oh, well, Michelle does not mess around.
Right.
No,
just
this
learn.
Is competitive.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but the magic sauce is if you land on a challenge square, everybody who's playing stops, and they all compete in that challenge.
So give me an example of a challenge.
It might be who can hold a plank for the longest.
A plank off? A plank
off
is something we live by at the nanny family's house. We've made many decisions off of plank off.
Who can hold it? I love that.
That's so fun.
Yes. Or it might be who can, you know, crab walk across the room the fastest,
right?
Which is kind of a silly fun one.
Which is me. I will be the fastest.
Of course you will.
Or
thank
who
you.
Could wall sit the longest? I never lose at that.
Okay.
I will not lose at that.
I like wall.
Like, okay, Michelle gave me the eyes of
no,
like, okay,
the wall
fine.
Sit. Okay, so, and then like... is there an ending point or do you have to make it? If you can't make it to the end of the game, it's whatever. But it would just, to me, I love this because I like always, you know, when I have girls weekends at the cabins or something, we have to go play pickleball or go play tennis or go, if we're having a dance party. Now sit down, everyone has to do 20 pushups. I just like the physical activity to keep your mind in it. You know, we'll play a game of cards, get down and do something.
Yes.
Is that kind of how you guys... You know, you can use it on all different ways with your little kids, with their friends.
You sure can. So it's a fun, make would be the operative word because my girlfriends usually don't want to, but I actually make them play this like before they earn their Bloody Mary on a girls' weekend.
I love that.
But it's great for like couples. Like you don't always just want to play card games or whatever.
Right.
Like this would be a fun thing to do with couples or even at a family holiday. Because it's great for all ages. We say 8 to 99.
8 to 99. Why do we stop at 99?
Okay. Good point.
But I do think, and so there's cards and there's And there is there literally an end? Like, who gets to the end first? What do you get?
There's a finish line. So there's a new, like, trend or craze in fitness called gamified fitness, which is where people are turning fitness into games.
Yeah, like, that's like the only way to do it.
Well, yeah, they have that. You know, the big one that kind of came during the pandemic was on the Nintendo. They had the like the thing. This you put this thing between your legs and you hold it, and all these things where they really gamified it.
Yes, or even like the Apple Watch. People so want to close those rings every day.
Yes.
So the cool thing about this is it's gamified fitness. And so you really compete against, you can play it by yourself. You can compete against yourself, but you play against other people and there is a finish line. And so the boot camp friends that we played this with the first time, they were like mad when they didn't win because they're uber competitive people, but you want to get to the finish line first.
I think this would be hysterical with couples.
It would be.
I just, if you have a couple party and we're not doing anything till we do this, I think it'd be hysterical because men are so competitive.
Yeah. Yes.
And so are women. I mean, but just to see how everyone goes through it. And and you sweat, you get a workout, but it's not like going to kill you, right?
No, you, and there's, so the cool thing is we demonstrate all these exercises on our website or on our YouTube channel. And it's actually a corrective exercise specialist who does it. So it's proper form with modifications. So if you're someone who can't jump, she gives modifications for that. Sure. If you've had a knee injury, she gives modifications. So it's good for all fitness levels.
Okay, and it's called Fit and Fun Games Bootcamp Edition. And we have linked this up to the Lori and Julia show page today. I think this would be a great gift to give to families for Christmas or to yourself. And you, what you do, that, let me just give them the final thing, is you go there and the fit, it's fitfungames.com.
Fit and Fungames.com.
Oh, all right.
Because it's fun fitness.
Okay, fit and the letter N, fungames.com, but we have it there. You're giving people an extra 10% off if they type in Lori ampersand Julia or L-O-R-I-A-N-D Julia.
Yes.
And then that's on top of the pre-sale discount of 10%, so you get 20% off.
Exactly.
And when will this ship to people?
This is going to ship late November, so it's definitely going to be here in time for Christmas.
That's what I'm
so you can play
about
it at your holiday. And it would be such a great gift because moms are going to love this for their kids because it gets them off the couch, gets them off their video games, gets them active. It is really fun fitness for the whole family.
And this is such a, Michelle, it's a great idea.
Thank you.
I mean, I was so excited when Maddie told me my wife is inventing this game and it has to do with fitness. I'm like, I'm in. Tell me about it.
My friend, my neighbor Priscilla literally texted and said, we need this for the volleyball team. Like this is, because they have volleyball parties for their whole, for, you know, the whole group. And like, this would be the perfect game when you have all the kids sleep over kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Because I used to, like, when my boys were little, I'm like, run around the house, I'll time you.
That's one of the challenges.
Do it again, do it again, do it again. Because kids are really on their video crap right now. And so this is such a fun, and if mom played too, or dad played too, or auntie, you know, I think that would add more fun to it.
Absolutely. I played with girls from the cross country team when they're really fit and they're a lot younger than me. And I will say I won some of the challenges.
Nice.
The wall sit, I'm guessing, Michelle.
Well, yes, you're right about that.
I'm really excited
about this. So was it hard, you know, from the idea, because you kind of did this during COVID, how long did it you take it to get it off the ground? I mean, that's a lot of work.
3 years. This is a dream that has taken 3 years to come. And I actually used the Small Business Development Center out of UW River Falls. They help people for free. And I'm proud to say it's still a woman-owned business. But I did partner with someone you know. His name is Greg Lynch, and he's got, you know, decades of experience of bringing things, and I don't think we would have got it made without him. And he's the one that knew the graphic designer. So when you look at the board, it's almost like you're kind of jogging or hiking through a park. It's beautiful. It feels like you're out in nature, like you're finishing a race. You know how it's like more fun to run outside than it is to run on a treadmill?
Yes.
It's the same feel I feel like on our game board.
I'm so, you know, my brother got me a t-shirt called Game Warden. Because I make people play games, and I think he meant it as a slam, but I'm really proud of it. I think this is just so much fun. Fit and the letter N, Fun Games Bootcamp Editions. I think you're just going to do so well with this.
Thank you.
And what a way to go. Way to take it to the end, because I know how hard it is to get a product out there. And you should be so proud of yourself.
Absolutely.
I am. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
I just think it's so cool. Thank you for your time and being on our show. And again, want to tell people if you want to get this game, and you should get this game, because it's only, what is it?
$39.99,
but with 20% off, that's like about $7.
Yes.
It's a good, I mean, this is just something I can see so many applications, and even with your grandkids.
Yeah.
People always want to know, how do we get everyone off their phones,
also,
you know?
Also, how good does it feel? Like, I would love to dominate and make sure those 8-year-olds in my life know that I am more physically fit than them.
That you're a beast.
Thank you. So, like, there's things where I go, yeah, I'm going to shove it in Ike's face that Auntie is better than him at certain things. So.
Right. This is so great. Thank you. Thank you. It's a great gift idea, guys. Thank you, Michelle,
thank
for
you.
Being on our
Thanks,
show. When we come back, it is time to do maybe some Hollywood speaking or Minnesota speaking or just speaking. We'll see what comes out of our mouth. It's TBD. Thanks for hanging. We'll be right back.